KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Tom Trowbridge. Intellectual discoveries are, relatively speaking, common at the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology in Socorro from both the faculty and the student body. New Mexico Tech President Stephen Wells provides an example of students in a design clinic who were building a hydro loop.
This is the tube that has a vessel in it that moves along a magnetic rail very quickly, so you can move people, say, from here to California in 2 hours. But it's all been by magnetic rail, and these kids wanted to see if they could do it by just totally suspending this and having it moved along by airflow. Then I went over there, and lo and behold, they had actually designed a little model about 6 feet long that worked, and it didn't flip around inside the tube. It actually moved the way it was supposed to. And at that point, I said, you guys really need to talk to our IP people, the people who protect intellectual property, because I said, you may have something here.
Wells adds, seeing New Mexico Tech students achieve with their applications and accomplishments is pretty remarkable.
And then finally, we had the Inventors and Entrepreneurs Workshop here, and one of our seniors won the top award, a Kauffman Foundation award of $5,000 for figuring out how to extend the life of batteries that we all throw away because we think that they're dead, but they still have life in them. And this is a senior. So my daily discoveries discharge my batteries and keep me going.
Wells says when he arrived on the job last year, people spoke of New Mexico Tech as a hidden gem.
In my investiture speech, I said, I'm going to become the miner in chief, and I'm going to uncover that gem. I'm going to polish the gem and mount it for everyone, not only here in New Mexico, but around the U.S., to see that we are a remarkable entity for this state and this nation.
New Mexico Tech President Stephen Wells. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.